Well, like many things in the British Empire, we're going a series of what's now, aren't we? And this is probably one of the great crimes of empire. In the 1960s and 1970s, British governments, both Labour and Tory, tricked and expelled the entire population of the Chagos Archipelago, more than 2,000 British citizens, so that its main island, Diego Garcia, could be given to the United States as the site for a military base. It was an act, effectively, of mass kidnapping. It was carried out in high secrecy. All the evidence is there in unclassified files, many of which I've read, which shows how the Foreign Office lied to cover up what was going on in the Chagos Islands. For example, on the 28th of July 1965, a senior Foreign Office official wrote to the British representative at the United Nations, instructing them to lie to the General Assembly that the Chagos Archipelago was uninhabited when the UK government acquired it. Now, that simply was false. And there are many, many files like that. So this is really an atrocious case, and excuse me, recognized as such by the courts. No fewer than 9 High Court judgments have described these British government actions as illegal, outrageous, repugnant, etc. The problem was that the islanders didn't get past the final court, which was then the House of Lords, which ruled against them being allowed to return, so they're back at the Foreign Office now.
Now, since you made the film back in, I think it was 2004, have you had contact with any of the islanders, and have you followed their progress, John?
Yes, I followed their progress, yes, indeed. I unfortunately followed a number of people I knew and interviewed have died, and that's, of course, the problem. A lot of these people who were thrown off, the actual people, have since died, but their families are more militant than ever to have justice in this case.
In fact, we spoke to the daughter of one of the people originally evicted from the island, and we could really sense the passion in her voice. She'd been back to the island once, she said, and of course she still regards it as her home.
Well, so would you have passion in your voice if you've been thrown out of London and not allowed to come back. It's against the whole Magna Carta, the idea that no free people should be expelled from their home. And, you know, the U.S., it's still a British, as you mentioned at the beginning, still got a British flag flying over it, even though it's a huge American base. The U.S. gave Britain a derisory $40 million discount off the price of a Polaris nuclear missile in exchange for the Chagos Islands. That's how things work